Ladies and gentlemen, this is the World Series of Politics, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden race through the turn on key legislative and regulatory developments around the gaming world. As these two come up to the green flag, let's get into this race for expansion and opportunity for the industry to grow until we hit the checkered flag on another episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Iden, along with my co-pilot, cruising along at 30,000 feet, checking out the gaming world. We're looking at the U.S. today. So much going on, Brendan. How the hell are you? Good to see you, by the way.
It is great to see you. We are cruising along. I feel like we're at about Mach 5, you know. Along the way, we haven't had Maverick of Mach 9, whatever, you know, along the way yet, but we're getting there and we're cruising along, but happen to be back in Vegas for the day for about 2 days and then back out on the road. So how about you?
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, what's been good for me is I've been home a little bit, actually. It's been the legislative season has slowed down a little bit. We're starting to ramp back. You know, I'll be back once G2E kicks in. I know we're going to talk about that at some point in time. I think I feel like I'm full bore again. But I've been hanging out in sunny Florida. Everything's been great down here. You know, it's been wonderful. So it's been good to be home for a few days. So I haven't seen you in a while.
You've changed your accent as well now that you're now a Floridian as opposed to a Michigan resident.
Along the way.
So you know the sun apparently has gotten to you a little bit over all that.
Of course it does. Okay. Yeah, well, I gotta have that vitamin D. I'm a big vitamin.
No, it's healthy for you. You know,
that's right.
Healthy.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump in. I know we've got a few things we want to hit. No guests today on the show, so it's just going to be us. So for all you listeners out there, I apologize. You're going to have to put up with Brendan and I, but it is exciting. Let's just talk about, look, we're coming into week three. Last night, I guess, right? Week three NFL season. The numbers have just been staggering so far. It's been amazing to see how successful, and you know, we've talked about this, right? We've had a lot of conversations about as more states come online, as obviously more consumers out there move from that illegal market into the regulated market, you're just going to see the industry grow. And despite a lot of the negativity that can be out there in the media sometimes, and I know you and I talk about it, Brendan, the fact of the matter is that this has been successful. I saw a number just the other day that this season alone, NFL season alone, the AGA estimates $35 billion are going to be placed in legal, regulated sports betting markets. I mean, how great is that? I mean, I know it's easy to get bogged down on all the negativity, but I just got to start with some positivity today. That's really great for the industry, right?
It is great for the industry. It's a great stat. It's going to continue to grow over the time. And you're right. You know, the negativity that's out there, and we'll talk about this in some of the other topics we're going to cover along the way here today, but you just got to push that aside because in some of those cases, those people are trying to champion the illegal market that we're stealing this back from. Those are the ones sitting here that literally are like, oh no, let's do it this way, or oh, you're bad off of this. The fact of the matter is bringing things into light, bringing things in a state-by-state fashion into a regulated market that lets people from New York to Arizona to bet on their favorite team, to be a part of this entertainment value that's in there and be a part of that process is an exciting thing. And seeing this market continue to thrive and strive going forward, it's a positive. You know, there are things and other markets that are going to, you know, hopefully eventually open up. Obviously that window's small of what that looks like down the road here, but there's a lot of positives out there over what's going on in the legal market.
Is that a Rubik's Cube in your left hand?
It is.
Awesome, by the way. I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yeah.
See, you're doing the podcast, and at the same time, you're doing the Rubik's Cube, and you're the masterminding the whole thing. So with one hand, you're doing the Rubik's Cube. The other thing, you're like Batman over there. It's amazing. I mean,
I look for the bat signal occasionally. So if I bust out, you know why.
Speaking of positivity, how about that market launch in D.C., huh?
You know, I mean,
we talked a lot about D.C. And by the way, I know my bottle of wine's got to be in the mail at some point in time, right? Checks in the mail or what?
Hey, we talked about this week. You haven't been in town because you've been off you know, gallivanting around. The bottle's on its way, okay?
There you go.
Checks in the mail. I know. Look, I know you're good for your bets. I know you're good for your bets.
I always am. I always am. But, you know, I can't say enough about DC and the numbers we've initially seen. And I say that in two aspects. One, it justifies everything I've said for the last 4 years as they screwed up from the start on this, giving it to the single, you know, we had to get to
you
market
said,
quick.
Now, I want to go back even further and say, now that may have been 4 years ago, but I want to put you on record and say you were the first guy to say from the day the study came out that the study was wrong.
Well, yeah.
You were the first guy to have that was even before. So even before they even
this
went
is
forward
like you're
with this
teeing up
idea,
the ball just
said,
waiting for
this
me
is
to
a terrible
pound
study.
That, you know?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
all right,
oh,
go
was.
ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, yes, and you're right on that, and that's what going back to. This has been flawed from the beginning, but this is where, and yes, I will fully admit that the bottle of wine I lost this year is because you believed in opening up this market, and you were the one that sat there and said, nope, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it in a very effective way. And now you have a very competitive market that all of a sudden numbers in DC went from pennies to it raining dollars, you know, and granted, that's a lot for a town that loves to spend money more than it has. But now they actually are getting revenue in off of this and seeing that a competitive market works. I mean, I don't think we can have a better case study to say, hey, guys, this is why you can't do this and why you need to have reasonable tax rates. And if you have a competitive market, everybody wins.
It has been great to see that. And I think it's only going to flourish and get better over time because, of course, anytime you open one of these new markets, consumers have to get used to it. I think there's a lot of consumers out there that don't even know which, you know, which apps they can use and how to do it. And that's always the case, right? And as we started out with, as we jump right into NFL season, it's been a great time for the district to open. So pleased with the outcome there. And I think the consumers are going to be happier at the end of the day. So that's been great to see.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that. That has been great to see.
No. I just want you to know that at the same time I put your bottle in the mail, I also emailed those revenue reports to the new head of the Connecticut Lottery, just so he could see that.
Oh boy. All right. Moving right along. Moving right along. Let's talk about one that's not, I wouldn't say positive or negative, but one that we talked about, a state that we talked about on the last show where now there's a bit of controversy. Okay. So just bringing listeners up to speed from where we were last time, we obviously wrapped up on Missouri. We had our expert on. We talked, you know, was the issue of sports betting and retail casino expansion going to be on the ballot? The answer now is, Brendan, drum roll.
Yes, it is. Boom. And we've got a battle as part of it.
And we have a battle royale as part of it. I mean, now we've seen media reports and other things. There's a formed campaign for and against. You have the opposition, you have the support. You know, I think it's one of these things where at the end of the day, and we said this on the last call, that basically it was going to be close. We always knew this issue was going to be close, even before the money started to pour in. And it's going to be close for the next 40 plus days before the election. It's going to be close.
Well,
and I don't know.
Well, and at the time, one thing we didn't know, we talked about this was, would it survive the challenges? Obviously, some of those vote totals in those certain segments that had to be at the number of votes, they were awfully close in being enough registered voters that, you know, met the criteria and the thresholds within each of those segments. But, you know, you've survived the test. Now the battle becomes in the next 40 plus days. What gets done over something that is polled very closely along the way. And, you know, you have opposition to it. I've heard there may be other additional opposition that comes in from other entities on the VGT side. But you know, Missouri becomes a marker that we need to follow in this election cycle that obviously, you know, coming up, we'll find out the results on November 5th.
Well, and I think it's one of these things where there's been so much pent-up frustration with your friend in Missouri and the fact that
– My friend?
Your friend in Missouri.
The Hoskins hijack is not my friend, okay?
The fact that this didn't get done – Running for Secretary of State, by the way, will be on the ballot also in November, along with these two initiatives. Which, by the way, we've just talked about sports. There will also
You
be a
mentioned the
separate
other one.
weekend initiative, right?
No, we'll that obviously has been something that, as I jokingly said, and the state of misery, not only has sports betting on been on the table a while, but so has a casino down in the Ozarks. So we'll have to see how that one shakes out too, just because it's, another one that's been, in between there.
Yeah, I think that you're right. So I wanted to bring the listeners up to speed that there will be two ballot initiatives, but then I also want to finish my first thought and just say that there's been so much pent-up frustration, specifically with sports betting, that I think that all sides on this are just sort of fed up and saying, look, and I understand the reason for the opposition. I understand the nuances of the language, which is basically what this comes down to. But at the end of the day, this is about new market expansion, and we'll see what happens there. And we could be seeing a new launch in a new state sports betting Q1 next year, I think. Could happen. We'll know in
It could
November.
happen. The Missouri Gaming Commission could have their hands full with that, could have their hands full with the Ozarks, and we'll see what happens from there.
Well, we will certainly bring more experts on as we get closer to the big November date in Missouri. I'm sure we'll hear more on this, both sides of the story, for
Yeah,
sure.
no, we've reached out to both to invite them on. So we welcome their participation.
That's right. All right. Since we're over in the great Midwest, I've heard
I
some
don't know if I'd
rumbling.
call it the Midwest, SEC country. Midwest is Big
This is
Ten
always the
country.
debate. This is always the debate.
South
Okay.
of the Mason-Dixon.
Isn't it
South of the
based on which time
Mason-Dixon.
zone they're on? Isn't that how you do?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. All
South of
right.
the
Well,
Mason-Dixon is not Midwest.
I give up then. All right. Arkansas. Boom. There, I said it.
Yes,
Tell me
there we
what's going
go.
on. I've read some stuff about Arkansas. Tell me what's going on in Arkansas.
I would say there's a couple things going on in Arkansas. One, they still have that northeast, or excuse me, northwest casino license that's in dispute, and what that may or may not look like. They've took that and went through the process earlier this summer, and then obviously there's a ballot challenge to that. We'll see where that ends up. But probably the greatest flavor of the day down there has been the robust discussion, especially on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, over iGaming, and specifically where some stakeholders have been propagating the, hey, let's go get iGaming up and going and we can raise money for NIL and get stuff to the Razorback athletes and everybody else. But, that isn't as easy as everybody thinks it may or may not be, depending on if you're pro or con on this.
Well, I think I've been following this fairly closely in the X world for sure, and it looks like there's some great fights going on. So, by the way, for any
It's
listeners out there
fabulous.
looking for entertainment, follow both sides of this because everybody's posting great funny stuff on X on this. But here's what I'm going to say. This, in my opinion, this comes down to a couple things. One is the way that supporters are moving forward, and you're talking obviously a massive iGaming supporter here for state of Michigan. Everybody knows, you know where I'm at on iGaming. But I think the reality of it is that certain supporters in the state currently are trying to get this done by circumventing the legislative process and just doing this through the commission. I think that raises some questions about whether or not that can even be done, by the way. And then I think the second point is there's a lot of questions about how successful sports betting has really been in the state. And does the model that's out there today work for the state? It's one of those situations. Again, we look at, we talked about DC earlier. The reality of it is that, there aren't a lot of market players there. It's not the most robust opportunity for consumers to be able to participate in a competitive market. And the numbers from sports betting in Arkansas haven't been great. I mean, you can just historically look at the tax revenue numbers and say they haven't been that great. So is it working? And then just replicate that model with iGaming. I think there just are a lot of questions to that. So, certainly perhaps this going through the legislative process and being able to ferret out what may be best for a robust, competitive, consumer, friendly market for iGaming in the state may be the better way to go. All while at the same time supporting NIL and the Razorbacks, of course.
Well, and you know what a college sports fanatic I am. So, I'm all about what we can do for college athletics. You'll also know, and anybody that listens to this as well as our sometimes robust debates between the two of us, is I'm very much a process guy, and there's nothing wrong with having a legislative process, or in some cases a ballot process, and
Sure.
getting the thing done right, as opposed to bringing some level of ambiguity to it, opening yourself up for a challenge. Just do it. If it takes longer, just make sure it's done right. You know, we've talked about this in other states. Is it related to Georgia? Does it need to go to ballot? Does it need to go other way? You know, we've talked about Maryland. We just recently talked about Nebraska on how you can do that. You know, there's a host of states, but look through the process and do it the best way possible is what we can, what I continually advocate. And I think that leads to an interesting 2025, especially in Arkansas, amongst other states along the way. But definitely as it relates to iGaming and potentially the future of sports betting as well in that state.
Well, if nothing else, Mr. Bussman, you are certainly consistent. Always supporting the process. Always supporting your Nebraska Huskers, by the way.
Hey, I've been 20 years in the desert, so don't say I've always been supportive. I wanted Scott Frost fired the day they hired him. So
they've had a better start to the season than I anticipated. I mean, I don't know that they're playing anybody other than high school teams, but they're doing well out there. Colorado, forgive me. They have played Coach Prime.
You know, we'll see how the season goes. Once we're back to 9 wins, well, then we'll get there. Got to win 9. That's the standard.
All right, there we have it. I'm going to give you the last word on Nebraska football right there. Look, for the listeners out there, we've got some great shows coming up before the end of the year. We've got some great guests lined up, of which Brendan told me I couldn't mention any of them, but I will say this. We've got a G2E preview show coming up, obviously, before the big show in Vegas, where I'm going to go out and see my good buddy Brendan. And I am going to mention a name, though. I have heard rumblings that we're going to get the Wonder Kid on the show with just the two of us, and we're going to get Wonder Kid on as well.
That is absolutely the case.
I hear he may
no
be coming back.
Bringing that up.
All right, there we go.
Scheduling is always a big thing with this, so you know.
All right, wonderful.
But the Wonder Kid is on.
The Wonder Kid will be back. We'll have a great show. Thanks again for joining us on another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with Brad Eyden and Brendan Mussman.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Mussman and Brad Eyden. We'll be back at the starting line very soon. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.